First, to start off, I'd like to recognize the City of Mankato, their community leaders, and all their community groups that put on this event down here in Mankato over the years. I'd especially like to thank the university itself, who, in my opinion, this is one of the most prestigious universities in our state, and to recognize Dr. Davenport, Rick Straka, and Shirley People, who probably go above and beyond the call of duty to make this, which has been such a great success and why the partnership has lasted as long as it has. We are excited next year heading into our new state-of-the-art TCO Performance Center building. I think that shows you the commitment the Wilf family has to making this a world-class organization. With that being said, though, I know Mankato will always be our home away from home. Getting on to the football side a little bit, it's always exciting to get down here and get going. Our coaches, our personnel staff have put in countless hours, a lot of hard work and effort to get this roster together for the 2017 season. Very optimistic about what we're able to see in the OTAs, the mini camps, the whole off-season program, and look forward to continuing that momentum as we head down in here to training camp and get ready to put the pads on. Coach Zimmer, I can't recognize enough for some of the tweaks that he has made this off-season in a variety of areas that I think are going to pay huge dividends for us. One thing that's definitely showed up was when he decided to bring the young guys and the selected vets down early for them to get an opportunity to come down here, get settled in, to get the extra reps and the extra practices that we haven't done in the past, I think will pay huge dividends because a lot of these guys, these young guys, are going to be counted on to carve out some significant roles on our offense, defense, and special teams. Last thing before I take questions is we are excited to get Everson Griffin done, got that extension done and finalized this morning. I'd like to thank Brian Murphy and Athletes First and Rob Brzezinski, who always does an outstanding job as they work through this to get this finalized. We will continue to work and monitor on potential other extensions as we go forward, but excited to get ready and get out there on the field and get ready for the 2017 season. I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Why Griffin now with 2 years remaining?
I think what we're doing is you're looking at players that are your core players. As we always have, we've cap planned not only for this year but for future years. I know we have some significant contracts and some significant young players coming up. So to get I won't say ahead of the curve, but to get some of this out of the way now, it's going to give us a lot more flexibility as we go forward into next year and future years, because I do think we have some very talented young players that we want to keep this core group of young players together as long as we can.
So you kind of spread out the money moving forward?
We're going to focus and hone in on trying to keep as many of these core young guys together as possible. So we'll be looking at potentially if we're able to work it out, getting some done this year, some extensions, and also knowing we have a lot of work ahead of us coming down from down here in the future with a couple of these young guys. Well, I'll anticipate. Let you know when that if that comes to true or not, but I'll just say we're working on extensions on a few guys.
Rick, there's pressure with every season.
Yeah, is that you, Murph?
Yeah,
thanks for working with
anything I can.
Yeah, Rob, to get that done. That's why I said athletes first.
There's pressure in every season, obviously, but do you sense more urgency now considering what happened last year with what you need to do with Mike Garrett?
No, I think, you know, hopefully last year we don't have to go through all the adversities we had to go through last year. You know, I think we have a very good young football team. I think we have an outstanding coaching staff. I think with the leadership of Coach Zimmer, that we do have high expectations, but you do every year coming into this. You can't predict some of the adversities that we had to face last year, but I think with what we're able to accomplish this offseason, I think we have some very talented young players that we're able to get in the draft. They're going to have to go through some growing pains. That's why it was a great idea to get them down here early to get that extra time with them, because we're going to have to count on those guys. But everybody, you know, we have high expectations internally for ourselves.
You're going to have to make big decisions on your quarterbacks at some point. How much are you looking forward to getting something accomplished on the field so you can really make those calls?
Well, those calls will come in time. I think we're very fortunate to have two quarterbacks like that on our roster. You know, and I know what Sam did was unbelievable for the circumstances he came in last year. And he's had a great offseason. I know Teddy and what he means to this organization, and how hard he has worked in his rehab to get back on the field as quickly as he can. So I'd rather face those type of questions, those issues, as we move forward. And it'll play itself out, I'm sure.
How much has Teddy progressed since we last saw him at minicamp? And do you expect him to start tomorrow in the practice?
Well, I know they're going over to see. We haven't got the physicals all done yet or talked to Eric Sugarman on where everybody's at. I know we had the list come out after the physicals on Sunday when everybody came in, so we'll have that list probably determined later today or first thing tomorrow.
But he put up a photo of him throwing without a brace on. Is he continuing to show really good progress?
Yeah, well, we haven't been able to see him since he left.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, from what you've heard, though, at least.
Yeah, you know, I know we're looking forward, and our doctors are looking forward to see him. I know he had a positive report from his surgeon, and we'll just see where he's at and try to get him on the field when he's ready to go.
What has to happen in order for this optimism to be
I think, yeah, I know where our defensive is. I know we have a lot of new pieces on the offense. And I think the key thing is, you know, with Pat Shurmur having a full season now, full off season, we have a lot of new faces that are going to have to come and gel together. You can see that coming together through the off season program and through our OTAs and mini camps, and that's going to have to continue when we get down here. And that's why we're down here at training camp and the preseason is to get all these guys. I think we have some talented players on the offensive side, and just like anything, this is going to be the first time a lot of these guys are going to be playing together, but hopefully we can keep them together and not lose as many guys as we did last year on offense, and they can gel and move forward. But I know, you know, we're looking forward to seeing these guys work together as one unit and growing together and coming together.
With the cap going up so much, what incentive does that give you guys to do some of these deals earlier just to lock them in?
Well, it's always been our philosophy on our young guys is we've been pretty aggressive trying to get those guys locked in. And, you know, a lot of it's hand-in-hand on being able to draft players that come in, but also the coaching staff that we have and how they develop, and to see how the Harrison Smith has improved, how Everson, how Xavier Rhodes, they do an incredible job developing these young guys as they come in. So personally, you don't want to, like, spend all that time and energy trying to draft the right guys and then have your coaches develop them, and then 4 years later they lose. You lose them. And so our philosophy has been always is try to draft well and develop those guys and keep those guys together, because if you can keep that nucleus together, I think it gives you an opportunity to compete and win every year.
Are you comfortable with your depth at tackle? I mean, obviously last year, it's not a reference to last year because that was a weird
game. Well, we had, five left tackles.
Yeah, are you comfortable with what you have right
now?
There's a lot of unproven young guys there.
Right, but, you know, just like some Rashad Hill and what he showed when he came in, we signed him late in the season, and how he played in that last game against Chicago and how he progressed. You know, Willie Beavers is playing, bouncing around, playing some tackle. I know Jeremiah Searles can go out there and play on the right side. So there's a lot of moving parts. We have a couple of young guys I don't want to mention just so I don't alert anyone to them that we've been kind of impressed with, some young rookies that have come in as well on the offensive line. So, you know, we'll always continue to monitor that as we you kind of have an idea. And I sat with Coach Zimmer yesterday and already started kind of looking at potential, what the potential 53 is going to look like, what the potential practice squad could look like. But there's so much that needs to be answered because we haven't been in pads yet. And but we'll also monitor as we go through this. If there are needs that pop up and potential needs that pop up, then we'll try to address those needs. I think the biggest, a lot of times you're not going to be able to address those needs till, you know, the final cutdown too. So we have a plan in place on how we'll evaluate, look at other teams' strengths and weaknesses at all positions. So if that does come up for us, we'll have an idea of where to go and who to look for. It'll be a, it's always been a long night on that 53-man cutdown, and it's great that we get to keep 90 through training camp. But I'll tell you, that's going to be, I think, close to 1,200 names coming off that night. So we'll be pretty busy when we're going through that wire at the 53-man cutdown. Yeah, I think we're working through that. I think that'll be announced once everything's totally finalized on that. Right now we're kind of worried about what we're going to do tomorrow. But, yeah, no, we have a lot of plans in place already, but we'll wait till we make an official announcement on that.
You asked all the players, you've been coming here longer than anyone. Something you're going to miss most about coming down
here? I think the camaraderie that we're together as one. You know, for me to go at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night after the meetings and sit with Coach Zim and just BS, or to spend time with the scouting staff, or to sit there and be with the coaches. I think that was the whole key of, you know, coming away to training camp, is that you get together and you can do it in one place. And I think the biggest thing I'll miss the most out of that, besides everything that this university does to make it a home for us, is the total camaraderie between, you know, everybody eating together, sleeping together, waking up together, meeting together. It's pretty unique.
Rick, is there any concern about it ever could become a distraction? Sam Bradford's obviously coming off a solid season, but there in the background, is Teddy getting healthier and healthier and all that?
I think I don't believe so. I think this team both are very, you know, that if the external distractions aren't what they are, but internally, I think everybody is on the same page and everybody wants to come together as one group. And I think that's a lot due to the leadership that Coach Zimmer brings to this football team to make sure that everything stays on task.
Thank you.